great ball to be on there, a big exposure. It's great. It only gets better for Jason, and he rightly deserves everything. Chris.
And there is that knock-on effect. Look at boxing all around the county at the moment. We've numerous tournaments taking place at this time of year, and you can see there's a real buzz about things.
There's a real buzz about the boxing in the county, Chris. We have a big show tonight in Plaza Bungrana, 16 contests. It's a promotion by the Ellis Golden Gloves. Many Irish and Ulster champions taking part. And then on Tuesday next, there are 12 young Donegal boxers head off to Dublin in the quest for an Irish title, schoolboy titles. We have Bernie McDonough, Odoran McGinley, and Odoran Dugan from Dunfanaghy. Adam Boyle, Oisin Wallace, and Parry O'Donnell from Dunlow. Liam Crawford and Liam McMonigal from Rafoe. Bill and Brown McMonigal and Paddy McShane from Letterkenny. Kyle McGonigal from St. Bridget's and Barry Donnelly from Kerrygert, all off to the stadium on Tuesday morning to see if they can win an Irish schoolboy title. So it's great for Donegal Boxing. They have 12 boxers there at the finals next week in Dublin.
And what else is coming up in terms of local tournaments?
Well, we have a few more local tournaments. There's another one on Bungrana, and there's one on St. Bridget's, Clonmany, coming up at the end of the month, the end of next month, Chris. And we also found plans firmly in place for a major tournament, Donegal versus Boston Boxing Academy from the USA. That's in the Clanree Hotel on Thursday, the 21st of April. And this tournament is kindly sponsored by the Donegal County Council, and tickets can be had from any member of any of the 18 clubs in Donegal. And we also have a souvenir program as well, and anyone that would like to place an ad in that, Chris, can get in touch with myself at 087-7703-116 for an ad and a souvenir program. So that'll be a big, very big night for Donegal Boxing as well.
And you mentioned there the boxers going up to the championships in Dublin at schoolboys level. Can you see quite a lot of quality coming through at the moment?
There's a lot of quality boys on the scene at the minute, Chris. Very, very good. Very high standard of boxing in the Northwest Zones, and in the Ulster Finals, the boys had a boxing in the Northwest Zone Championships and then won a place in the Ulster Finals. And 12, we had 15 boxers in the Ulster Finals, Donegal, up in Cross McGlen Rangers Club. And we had 12 come through now. That's the 12 of City Dublin. So it's a great honour for Donegal to have 12 boys there in Dublin, you know.
And another factor, Peter, in the growth of the sport in the county in the last few years, let's face it, there's so many competing sports out there, but the facilities have come on leaps and bounds as well.
Leaps and bounds. There's some fantastic facilities in the county, Chris. A lot of great facilities there. The Ellis Golden Clubs have a fine facility down there. The Ulster Gaels Championships will be held there this year on the 1st of May. And Karen Donoghue have recently opened a big club room in their own gym, and have a very big, massive big club room down in Clonmany, or Karen Donoghue. Jason Quiddy officially opened it back there around the Christmas, you know. So the facilities is also improving all the time, Chris. It's onwards and upwards for the boxing, and the county just seems to be getting stronger, you know.
And at an international level, what's coming down the track in the next couple of months?
There'll be a few internationals as well, Chris, and there's a team going to Paris as well, a female team going to Paris, and we have two representatives from Donegal in that team as well. It's a female team, and you have the two Clark sisters from Donna, LaBiche and Jessica. They're both on that team, you know, so that's another great honour, and hopefully Donna Barr can be on that team as well, you know.
Great, so...
It's very, very good for the boxing all around, female and male, Chris.
So all in all, Peter, I mean, you've been involved in boxing for a long time. You know, things as good as probably as you've ever seen them.
Never seen them as good before, Chris. It's very, very good. It's great for the boxing, and it's great for all the volunteers. They've put so much into boxing down the years. Without the volunteers, we wouldn't have any boxing, Chris. As you know, this is a voluntary sport, and there's some great men in the county that put so much into it, you know, and ladies as well, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
On Sunday the 3rd of April, Chris, we have the Northwest Zones for the females. That's from 11 to 17 years. And males, 14 to 17 years. They'll be staged down in the Mahery Centre in Dunlow. And the weigh-ins from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Draw at 12 and the boxing at 1 p.m. And the winners will go through to the Ulster Finals on Sunday the 10th of April up in Carrickmore, County Tyrone. and all the boxers are asked to pre-enter by contacting one of the hardest workers in boxing, an officer, Sadie Duffy, on 086-223-6088 or email cityduffy@yahoo.ie.